106.9 WCTR and the greatest hits of all time. Your pals More and Less in the Morning. The Window Front Studio at Riverside Unique. And you've heard us mention this on the station for weeks. And we're going to continue to remind you about this for weeks to come. Because happening on March the 29th here in town, very important that we salute our Vietnam veterans. And there's the Chestertown Vietnam War Veterans Day commemoration that will be taking place March 29th. And Larry Crouch is one of the representatives from the organization. Larry, welcome. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
First of all, let me thank you for your service.
It's quite.
And thank you also for being a large part of putting this together. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's a commemoration to basically welcome back the veterans. And veterans can also include those serving throughout the world. For the United States. As I remember, there were 2.7 million soldiers that went to Vietnam. They were actually went through Vietnam at one time or another, but many more that were serving and could have been there at any time with the stroke of a pen.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. right. They served across the United States and other countries as kind of support.
That's
they
correct.
Weren't necessarily in country.
That's mm-hmm. correct. That's yeah. correct. There were 58,000 plus lost during the war. There's a monument, of course, in D.C. It was very meaningful to all of us veterans. I've been there once. I've gone to the traveling wall a couple of times, looked up some old friends. It's kind of emotional.
We got to experience the traveling wall. It was down
in
Easton.
Yes, I was there also.
Yeah, and it was very moving to see that people did the tributes at the traveling wall exactly like they do at the actual wall in
yes,
D.C.
Yes, that's correct.
And it was a very, you felt like hallowed ground when you got close to mm-hmm. that. It was amazing
that's
to me.
That's correct. That's correct.
And this is, you know, these are people that came back to not happy circumstances. They weren't well treated when right. they returned. They were fighting a war that, you know, whether they agreed or didn't agree, mm-hmm. in a pretty harsh circumstances. And to come home and you know, kind of reintegrate themselves back into the world, they deserve every bit of recognition that they can get.
I agree. I think one of the things that has occurred since Vietnam is that we don't blame the soldiers for what took place.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
They were doing what they were ordered to do.
That's right.
No one wants a war, but they happen.
Mm-hmm.
And this is to try to welcome back those that did not get welcomed when we came back. We all came back as individuals, basically, and tried to hide in the masses, try to get out of the way of
people. Well, and I think that's the important part of this Recognition Day, is that when you actually returned all those years ago, your return was different mm-hmm. than from many other wars. So there wasn't a big parade. There wasn't a
no.
big, huge acceptance.
No.
And so there are people, as you said, that have been hiding in the background. And this is an opportunity to tell them it's okay to come out. We recognize the service that you gave. We recognize what you sacrificed mm-hmm. to be there, what you could have sacrificed, mm-hmm. the ultimate sacrifice, and just a way to recognize and thank you.
Right. This will be the third year that I've been participating in this commemoration. And the first year, I was one of the presenters of the pins. And I found it helpful to me in that I got to meet a lot of veterans that I didn't even know were veterans because they didn't even talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that was very interesting.
The interesting thing also about the past couple of years where you've done this, I know that one, you were expecting 50 people or so, and you had like six times the turnout for
yes.
that, which
yes.
is wonderful,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we want to see for this year. Now, tell us about this specific local event.
Well, this one this year is, there are only a certain number of years that this is designated to take place.
Mm-hmm. It's like 55 to 75, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the celebration itself, or this commemoration, is only scheduled to take place for a certain number of years.
Oh.
And we're hoping to continue that just to thank veterans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, so you're going to have a keynote speaker They're going to sing the national anthem. Mm-hmm. And the missing man table, I think this is something that maybe a lot of people don't know about if you've never served or you're not familiar with the military. And I think a lot of people didn't know that we had a fraternity at Washington College that took that as one of their missions, that felt that that was so
Kappa
important.
Sigma.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, so because of the way Vietnam was laid out, I still believe that we have missing people that were probably POWs at the end of the war, and we'll never know.
Yeah, I think that's
things
possible.
Have changed so much now.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we want everybody to do is definitely make plans to come out, show your love. That's happening on the 29th.
That's right. That's right. 6 p.m.
Starts at 6
right
p.m.
here in Memorial Park. Mm-hmm. And not only if you know a veteran who was in the Vietnam War who maybe has not been to one of these and you think it would be important for them to be recognized, let them know about it. And also just come to just observe, because it's just such an important event.
And we're also recognizing Gold Star families as well.
Yes
from
yes.
Kent County during this. So that's very important too, because the sacrifice many of the families make with their service members away is very important to recognize as well.
One of those gentlemen that was killed during the war was a very good friend of mine, and it's always nice to know that other people know about it at this time. It was an unfortunate the way it happened, but he and I had worked together for a year or so, and he was drafted before me, about 6 months, and I was wounded, and I was in the hospital in Vietnam at that time when I got the Kent County news and read that he had been killed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's also important. As long as you tell the stories of those people and you share their life, they're still with you.
Yep. Yep.
And it's a very important way to recognize them.
I looked him up on the wall, got his picture, got a rubbing of his name. So.
Well,
nice.
Larry, thank you for coming in this morning. Thank you again for your service and for all you're doing for veterans and being an important part of this ceremony.
Well, I appreciate you letting us do this and let people know that we're still out there.
All right, and we have a full list of information, too. You can go to WCTR.com.